I recently found this quote. It was part of just like a wall graphic. So I'm not sure if it's like an official quote, but it said, it's not about having time. It's about making time. So this is a very common theme I am seeing in my life lately. And so I just wanted to share my perspective on that and how this mindset and this thought can lead to just amazing things. All of that is up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans, a podcast without judgment of your choice to be child-free, a podcast without question of your decision to be child-free. These episodes are going to cover all things life. Thank you for listening, and let's see what today's episode is all about. I am in a coaching program, and the coach at the very beginning, the first couple weeks into the program, she really is talking about time, because I think she realizes, and she has her finger on the point there, that without figuring out the time piece, it's very hard to put our intentions into actions. So her focus is making sure you carve out time for yourself first. And it may seem simple, and it may be something you're doing, but are you really doing that? You know, I think we allow stress and life and all the other things to come into our space and into our life without realizing that it really is all connected with time. It's all connected with the time we allow for something to spoil what's going on in our life, or impact, or sidetrack. So, for example, one of the things that she teaches is that when you're making a schedule, and she's a big proponent on making a schedule, when you're looking at your schedule, schedule everything for yourself first. So don't even put in work trips. Don't put anything in. Do all of your things for yourself first. Taking a walk, working on your business, going to work out, taking a hike, playing with your pet, having coffee with someone, having brunch with someone, vacation time. Really think about all these things and put those in your calendar first. Then you fit in everything else. And it's complete opposite of what society tells us. We are in such a societal, just like a hamster wheel, right? Like that's the complete opposite of what we hear. And it's always, you know, the hustle mentality, the get things done, go, 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 go. And yes, the pandemic slowed everybody down, I think. But if you come out thinking and looking at your schedule and your time differently, it may actually make a huge impact on those intentions and those actions. So one of the other things is she talks about the intention to do something is what makes you act on it. So if you intend to go take a walk, then that puts you into the action. But if you did not give yourself that time to do it, that's when things get pushed aside. So it's a very simple concept. It's not like it's rocket science, but it is something that we need to do. So I've been doing this, and I'm seeing results like in just 3 weeks in. So what I did is I looked at my schedule, and I've talked about this in previous episodes very early on in this podcast, maybe like episode 20 to 50-ish. So very early on in this podcast. But what I do and what I've done and changed, and I'm changing it on a daily basis because it's enlightening. It's giving you a completely different perspective. So I set up my calendar not finishing that lesson, not finishing that module of part of the coaching program. And then I got to the end and I was like, wow, holy shit, I did it wrong. So I went back and I did it. So, but when I first did it, it was really nice to see things that were important that I had to do work related. And then I realized, wait, I don't have fun in there. So then I finished the module and realized I didn't do it correctly. So when I went back in, I had such aha moments that it's made me realize that I am not putting enough time and intention on building my business, my podcast strategy business. I am not. So I'm doing myself a disservice for that. So it made me recognize that I am doing a lot of work for my main job, and I'm doing a lot of work for one of my other smaller gigs, that I'm not leaving time for my business, my pleasure things, my time. So I have the time. I'm not making the time, right? So I have the time. I'm not making the time for me, my business, my personal life, my movement goals, all of those things. So I want you to just take a look at your schedule, and, you know, it's not necessarily effective for everybody to do a schedule. To each his own, but this exercise, I think, is just wildly inspiring, inspirational, enlightening, reflective. It really just gets to you. It makes you realize things. So if you don't use Google calendars or whatever, colorize everything. So if you want to get outside, maybe make it a green block. And then if you want to maybe do your work as a red block, and then, you know, whatever else you do, reading. And so literally put everything that's important to you, that's important to your self-care, and that's important to your goals. So for example, if you have a goal of going on vacation at a certain time next year, and there's certain things you need to do to be able to get to make that happen, put that on the calendar first. Then add in work. So put in all those things that you're doing for yourself, self-care, self-advancement, self-improvement, wellness, all those things, put those in, and then go back and put in all the work/business things. And I would love for you to head on over to Adamama at Instagram. You know, that's where I live. So, and send me a direct message and let me know how your calendar ended up looking like. And was it very different than what you were doing? And I bring this up because I think when we talk about time, being child-free, the assumption is we have all the time in the world. And if we could really stop hearing that, wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be just like a game changer day? Like if we did not hear that comment, like, what do you do with your time? What do you do with your time? Like it's just, I'm over it. But anyway, so I think of that sometimes, but I also think of how much this activity, this process, how much it changed me. So now what's been going on in the past couple weeks since I've done this? Well, I am interviewing for my new podcast, and make sure, I think it was last Friday's episode, I talked about my new podcast and how you can get involved, but I'll put it in today's episode notes as well. And that is coming out at the time of this recording, which is February 2022. So I'm interviewing someone who is really big in podcasting. He's developed a resource for podcasters and is a coach and is doing some amazing things. And I reached out to him. So I took the time to focus on my podcast, and I pitched some people, and he said yes. And tomorrow I'm interviewing him. So that is seriously epic. And I also took, you know, I made time to work on my business because I realized I needed to do that and work on my one side gig less. And another part of that was reaching out to someone on LinkedIn and speaking with that person. And that is someone who owns a software company, a software as a service, so it's SaaS, for podcasters. And I'm talking to him tomorrow as well, not for a podcast interview, but for a collaboration. So I may actually have a brand collaboration plus this amazing podcast episode. And these two things would not have happened had I not changed my schedule and intentionally put in my business time. Of course, after all my self-care time and stuff, all my me important things, it wouldn't have happened. So I'm just here to tell you that all those old adages that we hear, like you have to fill your cup first to be able to give to others, that's the same principle of this calendar and this time blocking. Give to yourself first, and then you will see things open up. It's seriously like magic. And I know it's also putting the intention into a calendar is also shifting my mindset, but whatever's working, it's amazing. And so I just wanted to share that with you because I am seeing positive results already, and it's just a great thing to do. So if you are struggling with taking action, if you're struggling with making time for a new business, a new podcast, making time for your creative outlet of writing a blog, a YouTube channel, I urge you to do this exercise and put all those important things in the calendar first. So it really goes against the grain of everything, but I really feel like you need to put you and everything that's important to you in the calendar first, then work. Head on over to Instagram at NotAMama. Let me know your thoughts on this. Let me know if you've tried it and you've seen results already. Just kind of, you know, check in with me there. Let me know. I would love to hear about your results. Until next time, my friends. That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love for you to share it with a child-free friend. And also make sure you head on over to Instagram and connect with me there at NotAMama.